This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There's big news today in the world of Boston journalism. Marty Baron, the highly respected editor of the Boston Globe for the past 10 years, is moving on. Baron told Globe staffers today that he's leaving to become executive editor of the Washington Post.
Baron has overseen the Globe newsroom since 2001. He'll start his new job in January, and then the Globe will launch a national search for a new editor. During his tenure in Boston, the paper won 6 Pulitzer Prizes, most notably in 2003 when the Globe Spotlight team won for its coverage of the clergy sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church.
Joining us now is Walter Robinson. He's a distinguished professor of journalism at Northeastern University who spent more than 30 years at the Boston Globe, where he worked closely with Marty Baron as an investigative reporter and editor. And Walter, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Nice to chat with you.
So we're talking to you. I understand you're at the Globe right now, and I understand you were in the newsroom this morning for the big announcement. How was it received?
I think there was some inevitability about it. The Washington Post was looking for a new editor, and the obvious place for them to look was here in Boston. Marty is, in my opinion, and that of a lot of people here at the Globe, probably the best newspaper editor in the country. So it was a little inevitable, but it was a sad moment because after 11 years or so, we're losing an editor to another paper.
Well, let's have a listen to what Marty Baron told his Globe colleagues when he made the big announcements this morning. Let's listen.
And I leave feeling bittersweet, of course, because for me this is a great opportunity. I'm going to another great news organization, one that has had a defining role in American journalism. Its own journalism has inspired the rest of us to be equally ambitious.
So, Walter, he leaves a big hole that will have to be filled. Tell us about Marty Baron's principal accomplishments at the Globe. Why does the Washington Post want him, and how does he rank among the editors of major papers across the country?
Well, I think he's the best. And the Washington Post wants him because its newsroom needs the kind of tonic that Marty can provide. He's a fearless journalist. He supports reporters. He is a reporter's editor in the best sense of the word. He encourages good reporting and good journalism. He is also, in a time of diminishing resources in the world of journalism, he is one of the best at managing and doing better with less, if that's possible. But he's done it,
And he's gotten great results, and in fact, you worked on a series of investigative pieces for the Globe about the cover-up of the clergy sex abuse scandal within the Catholic Church. You and the Globe won several reporting prizes for this work, including a Pulitzer. Tell us about the role that Marty Baron played in developing these stories.
Well, there would have been no series or no investigation if there had not been Marty Baron. On his first day at the Globe, in July of 2001, he raised 2 questions. Number one, he said, why are the personnel records of Father John Gagan kept secret by the court? We should perhaps go to court and get those. And number two, that very day, he asked the Spotlight team to begin investigating the Catholic Church.
So that was how it began. And in terms of what it takes and a sort of editor's talent and ability, I mean, it takes organization on the one hand and a little bit of courage on the other hand, doesn't it? I mean, you have to be able to send reporters out who may or may not come back with something, but you have to have the guts to sort of pursue the story, right?
Right, and you have to have, and Marty has had, really good editors underneath him. He delegates well. He keeps an eye on things. He also, in this day and age, it's important that editors think of the business side as well and try to manage effectively and keep their staff as large as they possibly can.
Yeah. Now, the Washington Post, of course, very prestigious paper with a large readership, but the paper's been going through some turmoil recently. Can you tell us what you know about that, and what will Marty Baron face when he takes on this new role?
Well, I think, you know, the Post remains exceptional, although not as exceptional as it once was, in its coverage of national and international affairs. It, like many American newspapers, has suffered fall-offs in readership and the size of its staff. It has been through multiple buyouts. It's a coverage of things other than national government and international affairs, is thought not to be nearly as good as many other papers and certainly not as good as the Globe's. So I think he will focus on making the Post a lot better in all the areas of its coverage. And one would hope, to the extent that those of us outside Washington think of the Washington journalistic world as being a little bit toxic like the politics, that Marty will bring a fresh eye and a fresh approach to how journalism is done in the nation's capital.
Finally, Walter, where does it leave the Globe? The Globe's now launched a national search for a replacement for Barron. Who do you think? Is there a short list of top contenders? Are there any internal candidates? In any event, these are big shoes to fill, right?
I think the answer to both of those questions is yes. And if I had the list, which I don't, I'd probably get in trouble if I mention any of the names to you.
That's former Boston Globe reporter Walter Robinson, who's now a distinguished professor of journalism at Northeastern University. He was talking about Marty Barron, who's leaving his position as editor of the Globe to become executive editor of the Washington Post. Walter, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.